And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Man, oh man. Just like making the world safer with every single soundbite. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. I was looking at a tweet about the shooting right as I was trying to get my mantra out. But it's amazing what's happening right now. And I feel certain people are going to capitalize on it. We were just a minute ago, JP and I were just like grimacing because up on the screen it said that the Minnesota police chief, Minneapolis police chief, announced that they are still looking for a motive. We know the motive. We know the motive. He left behind his motive. His motive was he hated Christians. He hated these kids. He probably loathed himself, to be honest, and he hated Trump. And so he went and shot up a Catholic church.
Yeah, I mean, he wrote, "Where's Your God?" on one of the ammo magazines and then shot up a Catholic school. I wonder what the motive is.
Yeah, I cannot possibly fathom what his motive was. His motive was hate. His motive was he hated everything that was considered not him. And he wanted the whole world to identify with his transgenderism, and so he went to the place that is least likely to do it, a church filled with innocent children. And also, by the way, he hated Trump. Go figure. I'm going to change gears for a little while. I am. The First Dipper is called The Woke Wars. You know, earlier, if you heard my monologue, I talked about the fact that the woke good idea fairy will often help sprinkle good idea fairy dust and create all new words where these words didn't exist before. But there's other things happening in the woke wars, as I'm calling it, the W-A-R-S, the woke wars. I mean, the fight right now to restore our culture is pretty epic. And it's a daily. I mean, it's no fooling. So, on a lighthearted note, the Cracker Barrel situation. Yeah. I don't know if you saw it or not. Story here on Fox Business Dateline last night. Cracker Barrel scraps the new logo design and keeps the old timer after listening to customers. JP, can you grab that little video that I posted, that meme video of Trump? Can you grab that off my, at the very least, off mine? Yeah, so probably one of the funniest things I've seen on the air. Like, I don't know, who did this? Who made this video? But JP is going to grab it, snag it here in a minute, and post it up on the screen for those of y'all that live stream the show. And it's a AI generated image of the man on the Cracker Barrel logo jumping to his feet and then doing the Trump dance with Trump. And it's hilarious. But that's where we are right now. I mean, Cracker Barrel said Tuesday on Fox Business that after listening to its customers, it will scrap its new logo and keep the old timer in place. Now, we don't know for a fact what happens with the rest of their plans. Are they going to quit doing the interior redesigns? Are they going to quit getting rid of the memorabilia? Are they going to focus again on like bringing back the right sizing of their portions and, you know, and having quality food? And not quality new food, but the quality comfort food they've been known for over the years. But yeah, Cracker Barrel says, as a proud American institution, our 70,000 hardworking employees look forward to welcome you to our table soon. Well, good. And they also thanked President Trump for weighing in on the issue of their iconic original logo. JP has it up on the screen right now for the live streamers. You're cracking up at looking at it, aren't you?
It's pretty great.
It's just pretty great. Who did this? I mean, that's hilarious.
This is the good aspects of AI.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You hear about all the stuff about AI taking jobs and everything, but then you see that and you're like, okay, maybe all right.
Yeah. This is hilarious. So, yeah, if you're watching the live stream, there's Trump and Uncle Herschel on the front porch of Cracker Barrel leaping to his feet and doing the Trump dance. It's hilarious. So, congratulations, Cracker Barrel, on changing your logo back. All of your fans very much appreciate it, one supporter wrote. Actually, Trump weighed in and said something like that, too. He wrote, good luck in the future. Make lots of money. Most importantly, make your customers happy again. So, we'll see what remains of the other plans they had. But it's like Trump said, change it real quick. Do it. You'll get $1 billion worth of free. I mean, that right there, that little video I just did is going viral right now. And that in itself is an ad, and they didn't have to pay a dime for it. It's just called fixing it.
Except they've now $700 million in the hole. And then how much did they spend to go back to the original?
I don't know if they spent the whole $700 million they had slated for doing the whole redesigns. But good Lord, that would have been, like, they're talking about at that point $1 billion. Their market share dropped $124 million. So, anyway, other battles going on in woke world. So me personally, loving this. Wokespy.com. Wokespy.com has a piece, says that Dateline yesterday, dozens of Planned Parenthood clinics have already closed or are slated to close this year as the Trump administration advances its efforts to block abortion providers from receiving taxpayer dollars through Medicaid. This is huge. Right now, like upwards of 41 Planned Parenthood clinics have closed or are closing across the nation. That's a lot of babies being saved, to be honest with you. By Planned Parenthood's own account, this will stop the forced taxpayer funding of abortion businesses and could cause up to 200 facilities to close. I'm good with that. I hate it for the people who worked just on the side, not the ones who performed the actual procedures, but nonetheless, saving all those babies, worth every bit. Worth every bit. So in the woke wars, you guys, we're winning some stuff. We're winning lots of stuff. But I'll tell you one that I don't know if she realizes how creepy this is. I don't think she is. It's one of those things where most of the time the left is not very self-aware. They're just not. They totally miss it. They can't clue in. They don't recognize when they've worn out their welcome. They always overreach. Story here on Daily Wire, though, is kind of like next level. So in a TikTok video on Monday, this is Dateline today, by the way. In a TikTok video on Monday, a Michigan Democrat legislator offered to help children get access to a gender-affirming care if they will just contact her office. Let me make sure I'm clear. You're telling me that a sitting member of the Michigan State House is encouraging children to call her office so she can bypass the parents, talk to them directly, and get them medical attention for what she believes is the right thing to do, which is, treat their gender dysphoria with medication and surgeries. In the video, Reingans is the Democrat's name. State Representative Kerry Reingans told children they can still get care at other places in Michigan. Said, I want you to know, as a trans kid here in Michigan, this care is obviously safe and effective. That's why it's been approved. So reach out to our office. We'll be able to connect you with what might still be available in your community. She's talking to kids. Does anyone see this? What a creep. She is literally, as a Democrat, getting on the air, doing a video, encouraging children to call her so she can get them medical attention that the parents might not even want nor believe in. Does she have a clue? Does she have any level of self-awareness whatsoever?
I wonder if she has kids of her own, because it's normally people like that that say stuff like that don't actually have kids of their own and don't.
That'd be fascinating to know. Look it up and see. Her last name is spelled Reingan, R-H-E-I-N-G-A-N-S. Kerry Reingans. And just see if you can find out anything about her from Wikipedia even or something like that. You find it? Oh, okay. Kerry Reingans.
No, I'm still looking.
Michigan State Rep Brad Peckett, who is leading an effort in the Great Lakes State to protect children from gender procedures, told the Daily Wire he has a pretty good relationship with Reingans and has discussed this issue with her pretty extensively. In other words, what he's saying is, yeah, I'm trying to talk to her about it. I got more. In a minute, I'll tell you about a case we just lost in court. Woke Wars. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. It goes from Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the line from there to what we call, once again, Fort Benning. Benning! And then big old patches of North Georgia, Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio. Just the radio. That's just all y'all in radio land. Then there's all y'all in the whole wide world, though. Going to the World Wide Web, though. Looking up our live stream every single day. Looking inside the studio at places like X, YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then all you podcasters who catch it after the fact, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate you more than you could possibly know. Got a story here. So I'm in the woke wars. Dipper number one, the woke wars. And we are trading blows, man. I mean, I'm going back and forth. It's just full on onslaught. And then one day it's over here in court. Next day it's over here in the public square. And then over here it's, this politician does that. And then the banks do this. And How about this one? This, we didn't win this one. This was maddening. So out at University of Wyoming, a group of sorority girls in Kappa Kappa Gamma, you may remember this, Kappa Kappa Gamma, they filed suit because they did not want that dude who claims he's a chick living in their sorority house. And by the way, once he got in the sorority house, he kind of made it real clear he was there for the moment to look at the ladies. That's all he's there for. He's a complete creeper living in the girls' house. And the bylaws, the national organization was giving these girls no help whatsoever. So here they are paying dues, paying rent, living in there, and this guy is like just apparently having a good time being in there with them, if you know what I mean. That being said, they filed suit and the court just dismissed their case. Dismissed it. Pray tell why. Pray tell why would he dismiss the case? Judge, U.S. District Judge Alan B. Johnson dismissed former University of Wyoming students' lawsuits against their sorority for allowing a biological male to join their group. The judge basically sounds like a complete lib tool. But the judge said this. He dismissed the former student's citation of the definition of women as cited by President Donald Trump's executive order in January as being adult human females, adding that the judge said he didn't even know what that meant. What? And then he said, we're not entirely sure what this definition means, not having a degree in biology. But even assuming this definition aligned with, if you are on the bench, if you're a jurist, and you have to have a degree in biology to do anything, then guess what? You cannot even preside over cases where there's a murder. How would you know if that person who was drowned actually asphyxiated under the water? How would you know anything about a medical malpractice case? Come on, judge. Don't be just a complete tool. Anyway, says, we're not entirely sure what the definition means, not having a degree in biology, but even assuming this definition aligned with the plaintiffs, it only applies to the executive branch's interpretation, it is not relevant to a world of private contracts. Okay, what the judge just said is, it's a private organization, I'm not going to interfere. He even said, they have their own bylaws at the sorority, I am required, therefore, to leave Kappa Kappa alone. So the girls lost their suit. Now they have a right to appeal. Every state has a right to appeal. I'm sorry, not the state. This is federal. But they have a right to appeal within a certain amount of time. And the appeal process, the clock is ticking right now. We'll see if they do.
Just like the Scottish Axe Girl incident of girls crying for help from their government for protection from dudes that are... Yes. In this case, like you said, it was pretty blatant. Like the dude was just pretending to be a girl to be a creep and creep on the girls. And yet they cry to their government for help. And yet we got weak men who are more interested in virtue signaling than actually doing anything.
You know, and I said on my morning drive this morning that this is such a first world problem.
Yes.
The third world does not think of these things. The third world is not out there looking for transgender rights and looking for the opportunity to have, you know, men live in the girls' houses. They don't. They're looking for the next meal. Because, you know, when it's a third world, you don't get into all of the fat, lazy issues that first world people create for themselves.
And I bet you if that judge had a daughter that came to him and told him that some guy was trying to creep on her in the sorority house, I bet he would have a little bit of a different, well, listen, honey, I don't even know what a definition of woman means. So, you know, that he would have a much different approach. I guarantee it.
If you look at pictures of this guy, too, by the way, the article has pictures of him just grinning, being, you know, he's in all the pictures, you know, at the sorority house, not even trying to look like a girl. He's just a dude hanging out in the sorority house claiming to be transgender.
Remind me what school this was again?
University of Wyoming.
Oh, wow. That's actually kind of surprising.
Yeah.
Wyoming's pretty conservative.
And then I got this story from the Daily Caller. So my forays back and forth to CNN, which I've been thoroughly enjoying, to be honest with you, my forays back and forth to CNN have been on the Abby Phillips show, which is at 9 p.m. Central. Well, they just had an explosion on that show just the other night. CNN Newsnight host Abby Phillips' characterization of the situation was interesting. She had somebody on named Arthur Idala. Some of you all have seen him before. He's a criminal defense attorney. He's very outspoken. And they had a former MSNBC host named Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross told Arthur Idala, you ready for this? Said, I think the reason why you might feel whatever he's talking about, Arthur, is because you maneuver in society with a certain privilege. Here we go. So the question is, and then and all of a sudden Idala went, hold on, what privilege? When I get on the subway, just tell me what privilege. When I'm dressed like this on the subway, I'm a target. That's not a privilege. I'm a target. There's a guy who probably has a wallet and a watch. You're a target. And she says, Arthur, I want to be open with you. I want you to have a little bit of intellectual curiosity and be open. Let me finish my point. And he said, okay, I'm real curious. And then she went on to basically talk about white privilege. Woke wars. Now, my understanding is Idala wore her out. But the truth of the matter is that is such a load. A major load. We're looking at crime, and they want to make it about white privilege. We're looking at people being mugged in the subways in New York City, and her claim was, well, if you're white, you're not going to have a problem. Do they know how many white people got mugged, or pushed in front of a train, or had to step over, you know, homeless people that were panhandling? Unbelievable.
Tell that to Big Boss.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much. In the woke wars, because that's where I am right now, in the woke wars, I will tell you this, President Donald Trump just got an award from the U.S. Marshals Office. You know why? Because law enforcement is loving what they're seeing right now. In fact, they even said this in this award, in the speech, they said, thank you for your policies and your efforts to uncuff law enforcement officers all over the nation. And he said, you're making a difference. You're letting good cops be good cops. And that's amazing that law enforcement is giving an award. Think about this. I understand their level of appreciation. I get that. But they're actually giving an award to someone for allowing them to do what they signed up to do. That's what that is. Thank you for taking the handcuffs off. Thank you for allowing us to actually be law enforcement officers. But in the woke wars right now, you're watching crime plummet in Washington, D.C., and people are paying attention. And you're watching people on the street saying, we want some of that in Chicago. Thank you for preserving our property in Los Angeles. Oh, by the way, can you get the Tren de Aragua guys out of our apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado? I mean, they're the people who are not inside the MSNBC type bubble, they're loving this. Law enforcement is loving this. And the woke wars, it's making a difference. Two more pieces, and I'll end with this dipper. Two more pieces. It is maddening to me. In the woke wars, we are fighting back right now over states that do ridiculous stuff like Washington, New Mexico, and California do, where they give commercial driver's licenses. Come on! Commercial driver's licenses to people who can't even speak English. Just the other day, we had three Floridians were killed when an illegal immigrant who doesn't even speak English, named Harjinder Singh, got a CDL from California and Washington State and then tried to make an illegal U-turn in the middle of the interstate, and three people died as a result of it. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has said that they are about to force states like Washington, New Mexico, and California to comply with federal law on language requirements, or they're going to be facing some major loss of revenue through the grants that the DOT brings. So you want to pave some roads? California, hey, you want some infrastructure for your airstrips? You want your rural airports to get the next grant? You want some of that stuff that happens when you put in, you know, transponders and those kind of things that cost so much money? Yeah, guess what? You're not getting any DOT money until you start straightening up on the issue of commercial driver's licenses. There's the rule. And then last one I got for woke wars, because y'all, we are trading some blows. You remember the judge up in Milwaukee who tried to usher the illegal alien out of her courtroom through the back door so they wouldn't get caught by ICE?
Hannah Dugan?
That's her. Hannah Dugan. Well, a federal judge who had actually been appointed by Obama denied her motion to dismiss, rejected it outright, if you will, and basically told her, no, you're in this case. And that's a win in the woke war. So out of all the ones that I've got in my stack, most of those were actually wins. The woke wars are ongoing, my friends. They are. The woke wars are absolutely ongoing. Do not think for a second that we're not getting stuff done, because my gosh, it's a daily. All right, that's Woke Wars. We're taking a break right now. We'll come right back. I got a bunch of text messages. You got something to say, text it in, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.